Market Square in Old Town Alexandria has been the scene of canvassing for votes since the 1700s, and this week is no different.
Yeah. Actually, I was wondering if I can get a button.
Sure.
That's Carlos Ibarra. He's originally from Ecuador, but he recently became a citizen, and this is the first election where he'll be casting a ballot in America. He's voting for Donald Trump.
And where I come from, we have the whole entire rigged elections. So, I mean, we know about... Oh, it's no point about worrying about the race or even finding out what their points are or where they're standing at now, because they're going to win, obviously. So why bother, you know?
Why even bother? That's what many people here in the U.S. have to say about races other than the presidential election. Like the race here in the 8th Congressional District. Freshman Democrat Don Beyer is running for re-election against a Republican named Charles Hernick.
Most people don't even know who he is.
Yeah. That's Josie Kazingian of Alexandria. She's stationed at the Trump table, handing out bumper stickers and lapel pins. She admits the race for Congress is not attracting much attention.
It's so polarized that everybody just has been focusing on the presidential race, especially this year.
So when people come up here and they say, who is Hernick, what do you say to them?
Well, nobody has come up to me to say, who is Hernick? How is that? How about that?
So why doesn't anyone know about this race? Because it's not competitive. Jeff Skelly at the University of Virginia Center for Politics helps put together the Crystal Ball, a website that analyzes races across the country. He explains how he determines which are competitive and which aren't.
A good place to start is just looking at the baseline partisan tilt of a district based on recent elections, and the most common number to look at is the presidential race.
Take the 8th Congressional District, which was represented for many years by a Democrat who retired in 2014. Then another Democrat was elected to represent the district, and during the last presidential election, 68% of the voters here went for Democrat Barack Obama.
It's now basically tied with the 3rd District down in the Tidewater for being the most Democratic district in the state.
That means that this district, like many congressional districts in Virginia, is not considered competitive at all.
There's a 0% chance that a Democrat isn't going to win the 8th, just as there's a 0% chance that a Republican isn't going to win the 9th district down in the Southwest right now. I mean, it's just the state of play.
Some districts are so lopsided that the party out of power doesn't even try. Democrat Jerry Conley of Fairfax County, for example, is running unopposed. That's despite the fact that his seat was formerly a Republican seat. Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University says that's a mistake.
If you don't have a candidate running and the winds turn in your direction, then you've got no way to take advantage of that. And so I think it's incumbent upon parties to put candidates up everywhere, not just in the safe seats that they know their candidates can win.
But Kidd says there's a very important reason why neither party should give up on any seat, regardless of how hopeless it may seem.
In 2008, the 2nd Congressional District was not considered that competitive. And a Democrat named Glenn Nye ended up winning it because Barack Obama made Virginia competitive in 2008, to everybody's surprise.
Back at Market Square, the folks at the other end of the square are campaigning for the Democrat, and they're confident he's going to win, and they're probably right. That's because of another big factor at play here, gerrymandering. This particular district was designed by Republicans to pack in as many Democrats as possible, helping Republicans be more competitive in the surrounding districts. Ellen Harmon is handing out stickers with Clinton's familiar campaign logo.
Republicans in this country have a disproportionate share of House districts that are gerrymandered in their favor, which does not reflect the population. And that's why the House is predominantly Republican at this point.
Virginia Democrats tried to press that point in court, bringing a legal challenge that said Republicans had acted unconstitutionally to pack black voters into one district to diminish their influence. The court agreed, and one Republican seat was redrawn and is now expected to become a Democratic stronghold. I'm Michael Pope.